Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, and Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Biakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shamash, Adav, and Aliyah, and Bishchos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Eliezer, and Spari, Rachel. They should be gebenched for Zereshal Kayoma, Bekarav Mamish. Now Mishnah Beis continues talking about Hatmana. The Mishnah tells us, Taimin Bashlachin, we're allowed to be Taimin in animal hides, Umetatlanoisan, and we're even allowed to move them around. Animal hides are not considered a Dover HaMaisav Hevel, they're Dover She'eno Maisav Hevel, so we're allowed to be Taimin our food in them Erev Shabbos, and we're even allowed to move them around on Shabbos. That's because animal hides could be used for many things. It could be used as a mat or for something else, so there's no problem to move it around. It's not mukta. Begizei tzemer, we're allowed to be taimin in shearings of wool. This is wool that came right off the sheep. Vein metaltalon son, but we're not allowed to move that wool around. And why not? Because that wool really is designated for sewing and weaving and spinning and doing lots of things like that, but not for using as a toy or for playing around with. So it's allowed to be used for atmana, because it's not a davar hamais of hevel, but it's mukta. So now the Mishnah asks, Ketad uaisa, so what's he supposed to do? He has a box, he has a bunch of wool in it, he made space for his pot, put his pot inside all these wool pieces, and then covered it with some wool. So how's he supposed to get his pot out if the wool is mukta? So the Mishnah says, Noitel es hakisui, he picks up the cover, vehi noiflais, and then the wool falls off. He's allowed to pick up the cover because he's just moving the cover, he's not touching the wool, and now the wool's falling off on its own, and now he could take the pot out of the wool. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no. Kupa, this box that has his pot in it, matal tzidiv noitel, he should tilt the whole box on its side and take the food directly out of the pot, but don't remove the pot from the box. Shema yitol ve'ena yochel achzer. Maybe he's going to take the pot out and he's not going to be able to put it back in. Now, why is that? Well, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is afraid that when he takes the pot out, now there's a hole where his pot used to be, and then the wool is going to fall inside that hole. It's going to collapse inside, and he's not going to be able to get his pot back inside. The only way he's going to be able to do so is if he puts his hand inside and moves the wool away. But we just said that the wool is mukta. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is afraid that he's going to end up moving the wool. So therefore, he says, no taking the pot out in the first place. However, the Chachamim say, noitel umach. He could take the pot out and put it back in. The Chachamim are not afraid that the wool is going to collapse into the hole. Now, the Chachamim do hold that if the wool did collapse inside, so of course he's not allowed to move it and it's mukta, but they're just not afraid that's going to happen. More about Hatmana, the Mishnah says, let's say the fellow did not cover his pot before Shabbos. He didn't do Hatmana before Shabbos. He's not allowed to cover it after it became Shabbos already. That's because it's usher to be taimin on Shabbos, even in something which is not Maisav Hevel. But now let's say Kisahu v'nizgala, he did cover his pot, he did do Hatmana before Shabbos, but then it got uncovered, Motel l'chasoysoy, he's allowed to cover it back up again. Another Hatmana pointer, Memalias hakitoin v'noisein l'tachas hakar o tachas hakeses. A person can fill up a jug with cold water and place it underneath a pillow or a mattress. Now he's either putting it underneath there to keep the water's temperature, he wants it to remain cool, or he's putting it there because he wants to warm the water up. Now, either which way, he's allowed to do this because this is an abnormal way of doing hatmana, and therefore there's no gzeira, and therefore it's permitted. And now moving on to Perek Hey. So as we learned in Perek Aleph, a person is mitzuva al shvisas behemtai. He has to ensure that his animal does not do malacha on Shabbos, and that includes carrying a load. The same way a person isn't allowed to carry a load in the Rishus HaRabim, so the same thing applies to his animal. And in the Lashon of the Mishnah and Gemara, a load is called a masu. Now, an important point over here is that something which helps guard the animal is not a masui, but just about everything else is a masui, and it's usher for the animal to go out with it on Shabbos. So Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph tells us, what is an animal allowed to go out with on Shabbos? What is it not allowed to go out with on Shabbos? So yaitza hagamal ba'afsar, a camel is allowed to go out with a leash around its mouth. The proper terminology for this is a halter. Binaka b'chatam, a white female camel is allowed to go out with a nose ring. V'luvdikis b'prumbia, a luvdiki donkey is allowed to go out with a bridle. V'sus b'sher, and a horse is allowed to go out with a collar. Now, all of these things are considered a protection for the animal. That's the way that we're able to control the animal, and therefore it's not considered a masui, and the animal could go out with this on Shabbos. Now, it's important to note that each of these things is unique to this animal, and we have to make sure that an animal does not go out with one of these things if it's not going to be a proper protection. For example, a naka, a white female camel, is a very strong and wild camel, and the only thing that properly guards it is this nose ring, so it can't go out with an afsar with his leash around the mouth because that's not going to guard it properly. And now the Mishnah continues. Once we were speaking about a collar, the Mishnah tells us, V'chol balei hasher yoytzim basher. all animals that have collars, for example, a dog, they can go out with that on Shabbos, v'nimshachim basher, and they can be pulled by the leash that's attached to their collar. This is not considered a masui. Furthermore, umazin aleihem v'tavlin b'mkaimon. We can sprinkle the mechatas from the para aduma on it exactly where it is, and we can be tavel it exactly where it is. Now, this is referring to toma v'tahara. Let's say the collar became tamei mace, so what do? We have to sprinkle ashes of the para aduma on it. What the Mishnah just told us is that we do not have to take the collar off in order to sprinkle the ashes, we can leave the collar on the animal. And also, after it got sprinkled with the mechatas, this ash water from the para aduma, it needs to go into the mikvah. We don't have to take it off to put it in the mikvah. We can take the animal to the mikvah and put the animal in the mikvah. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continuing to talk about what an animal is allowed to and not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.